Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Tuesday, June 30th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know. Three. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she believes a federal mandate on mask wearing is long overdue. Meanwhile, the city of Jacksonville, the new site of the Republican National Convention, is now requiring face masks in public and indoor locations. Two, Chief Justice John Roberts siding with the liberal justices on the Supreme Court yet again on Monday to block a Louisiana abortion law. The 5-4 ruling, a win for supporters of abortion. The law barred doctors from performing the procedure unless they had admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. And number one, even a New York Times columnist is urging government to treat reopening schools for in-person learning in the fall as an emergency. We'll disagree with her on the remedy, I think, but the point remains, students should be back in class for the coming year. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. More on that coming up in just a little bit. It's Tuesday morning all across the great state of Michigan. It seems like a beautiful one as I walked from my car to the office this morning, broadcasting from the student radio station here on Hillsdale's campus. It's an odd little forecast in which every day from now until eternity appears to be 88 and sunny. Although the little update yesterday, they hiked the temperature. Now it's going to be 90 to 92 and sunny for most of the next 10 days here in Hillsdale, with essentially no precipitation outside of some pop-up showers. So entering a warm, more than warm, hot time here in the summer. It's summer, though. I guess what should you expect? I dislike the heat. I prefer temperate weather and actually prefer the winter to the summer anyway. But you guys know this if you've been hearing me fill in for any length of time here on the Steve Gruber Show. I'm a winter guy. I'm not a summer guy. Coming up this hour of the Steve Gruber Show, we'll talk with Jenny Beth Martin from Tea Party Patriots Action. She's honorary chairman there. Also, Alexandra DeSanctis from National Review, a staff writer there. One of the leading reporters covering the issue of, pro-life issues across the country. We'll talk with her about this June medical decision at the Supreme Court and how Chief Justice John Roberts, again, ceding authority, siding with the liberals on the court once again. What can we tell you today? Well, if you're in Los Angeles, you can't celebrate the 4th of July. Now, it appears that the sheriff's deputies out there in Los Angeles are not going to enforce this regulation, this rule, but Los Angeles County yesterday announced they're banning all fireworks displays for the 4th of July weekend, on top of closing down all beaches for the Independence Day weekend. And this, of course, is going to be a point of great frustration for many in Los Angeles, and if it moves to other locations as well, because now for weeks we've seen people congregating, celebrating, singing, shouting, marching, protesting, looting, without any consequence from the government. They were not shamed. They were not yelled at. They were applauded, in fact. They were joined by our government officials in many locations. But now it's Independence Day weekend. It's the 4th of July weekend. And in Los Angeles County, which is the largest county in the country, right? I believe. I think Los Angeles County's first. Cook County might be second. Anyway, They have closed down all the beaches and say no fireworks displays. So what's the rule here? You can riot, you can loot, you can burn, you can tear down statues of our founding fathers, but don't you dare think about celebrating Independence Day with friends or loved ones by having a fireworks display, by heading to the beach. The government will stop you at that point. You're the one causing these coronavirus spikes in various locations. By the way, mostly what California, Arizona, Florida, there's five states that account for like 53% of the most recent spike in cases. So in LA County, you can't do that. Did you, if you blinked and you missed it last night, this tweet from the Democratic National Committee, the official Twitter account of the Democratic National Committee. Said President, well, it didn't say President Trump. It said Trump has disrespected Native communities time and again. He's attempted to limit their voting rights and block critical pandemic relief. Now he's holding a rally glorifying white supremacy at Mount Rushmore, a region once sacred to tribal communities. Again, let me read. Now he's holding a rally glorifying white supremacy at Mount Rushmore, a region once sacred to tribal communities. So in one fell swoop, the Democrats attack Mount Rushmore, which features a few guys you might have heard of: George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Teddy Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln. And at the same time, allege that a 4th of July Independence Day celebration is analogous to a white supremacy rally. As you might have guessed, that tweet did not last long. It was pulled down fairly quickly. Democrats think Mount Rushmore and a Independence Day celebration is a display of white supremacy. Those are the kind of things that I would say a vast majority of the public, pick your percentage, 70, 75, 80, probably aren't in line with and might not have a place in the modern Democratic Party. Speaking of not having a place, oh, I got 2 minutes here. Yeah, let me squeeze this in. This is like bonkers, crazy town stuff. Kansas State football, the Wildcats, pretty decent football program, right? If you follow college football, Kansas State. Kansas State players say they will not play, they will not practice, they will not meet until a student at the university is dismissed because they don't like one of his tweets. Several Wildcats players posting an image on Twitter over the weekend announcing a boycott. Here's what it says. To our family at Kansas State, due to the recent disparaging, insensitive, and unsettling comments made by a fellow student, we as a football team feel it is best for us to stand with the students. We are demanding that Kansas State put a policy in place that allows a student to be dismissed for displaying openly racist, threatening, or disrespectful action. Disrespectful action can result in dismissal if these student football players have their way. Disrespectful action toward a student or group of students. We have resolved that we cannot play, practice, or meet until these demands are heard and actions are taken. The tweet, you'll have to, it is not a threat of violence. It is a joke told in poor taste about George Floyd. And because a student has an opinion and expressed it on Twitter in a way that some students find disagreeable, or in this case, disrespectful, they will not play, practice, or meet until that student is kicked out. Giving students the power to leverage themselves to have another student expelled from college is a road I think we very much do not want to go down. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Helping those who need it most while building a better future. That's what Michiganders do. And it's what DTE is doing today. Giving 2 million masks to frontline workers and 600,000 to small businesses. Providing tablets and internet access so 51,000 school children can learn at home. And helping over 500,000 families across the state with food and shelter. Because for Michigan, we're always all in. DTE. DTE is taking big steps today that will power Michigan's economy for years to come. As one of the largest investors in the state, we'll spend $2 billion with Michigan companies this year alone, building critical infrastructure to provide cleaner, safer, and more reliable energy, while creating thousands of new jobs across the state. Improving the lives of Michiganders today while continuing to build a stronger tomorrow. DTE.
At the Michigan Chamber, we want you to know that we are working for you.
We know the importance of staying healthy, keeping your family safe, and adhering to the governor's executive order.
But we also know the importance of keeping the economy going.
If your business is open, we want to support you any way we can. We're going to continue working with the governor and working with the legislature to find solutions to your problems.
When it's time to get back to work.
When it's time to get back to work.
Together, we're going to bring this economy back.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.